Hello and welcome to another episode of our playthrough of A Couple of Drakes game, Court of Blades. This episode sees the Skylarks venturing into the Twist, picking up on the actual errand they were supposed to do for the house at the request of the Queen of Cats, Soraya. Without further ado, let's get to it.
Y'all went and completely destroyed the plans of the Tattered Prince, and you saved Zara from the one-on-one battle she was having with them, ostensibly saved the kid that the Tattered Prince had unconscious. Syndella found you guys and showed you the transportation circle that would lead you to the Twist, the one that she took from the Twist to find you guys in the grotto. Underneath that noble house, that defunct noble house. So now you guys have taken the transportation circle back to the Twist. You found it's in the basement of an old ruined house, like a warehouse. What do you guys want to do?
So the question is, do we need to meet up with our cat lady? Or are we supposed to handle this without her intervention, I guess?
I feel like we have to go talk to her to figure out what we're handling.
I think we could flash back for that, to having talked to her before this happened. Because I assume that's what we were planning to do anyway.
I don't think that there's space where we would be able to flash back.
Yeah, I thought we were meeting her.
Maybe.
So what happened last time is we got the dossiers, including the red envelope, and the red envelope ended up taking precedence as far as like we needed to rush to try to save Syndella's daughter.
Okay.
So I don't know that it makes logical sense unless we flash back to somebody else like Fuse or Teacher.
I think that might be the thing, is one of the others, one of us to go and do it, because I feel like Teacher and I feel like Lee and Allie are the best people to go and talk to Soraya anyway.
I will say the best person is definitely Major Sora.
Or Via, yeah.
Via, yeah.
Well, there's the best in the magic side, and then there's the best in the like appearances side, you know?
Yeah, when you're talking to Soraya, you're on the magic side, though, in my opinion.
We'll just write it down and we'll give it to them. It'll be fine.
she is the crazy cat lady.
I honestly thought we were supposed to meet her, but maybe I'm misremembering.
So well, the, the dossier says she demands we send someone to route it or she'll do it herself. And she promises that we will not enjoy that.
I mean, there's apparently just a foreign magic presence in the Twist. We could try to find it without talking to her, or we could just go talk to her.
Yeah, it's up to ultimately it's up to the magic folks who know how to find this shit.
Who are both, to also further recap, Fia is iron poisoned and Samael got the shit beat out of them.
Yeah, Gauntlet Gauntlet will assist you in any way she can. And I'm sure Vivi will do the same.
How far are we from the Guilt Bridge?
That is a good question. So the Guilt is here, and the Groan is here. And the Groan is where the Twist is.
Which so, I assume is probably this, because it looks all twisty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, we teleported from the Guilt to the Groan, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes, we're in the...
Okay,
we teleported from the Coronet to the Groan.
Yeah, we were up here.
Yes. But we're in the Groan now, is my point.
Mm-hmm. We're in the Twist, yeah.
Oh, then Soraya's at the Guilt Bridge. Got it.
Soraya's, yeah. There's a bridge in the Guilt, in the plaza, basically.
Oh, in the plaza.
You guys have your stronghold, so you know where she lives, because that's Bastion Land.
Something we can do, we don't necessarily have to send a player character. Our house's strengths are transport and intelligence. We could go get somebody to talk to Soraya and get over to us.
Quick, find an orphan.
Yeah, you know.
Or like a messenger bird or something. But I don't mind an orphan.
Yeah. An orphan.
I think we've started with the whole orphan thing where we've just taken in orphans and
y'all just want a refresher on how bad Corey's coffee is, don't you?
No, I don't want that. I don't need that.
That episode. Bullying me.
No.
You're
no.
the one who said it was bad.
I mean, we have a, like, you know, we'll get a gondolier. We're like, the twist is on the water. Surely you can find a friendly gondolier.
Surely you can. Hmm. How do you go about finding one?
How much influence do we have? That is a question.
But I just had another idea that we could do as well.
Yeah.
Soraya talks to cats.
We could always find a cat.
Cat messenger, yes! Yeah. Yeah.
Cat messenger is probably the wisest thing, because I feel like Soraya has her own reputation of nobody wanting to talk to her.
I love the idea of finding a stray cat and being like, hello, we're here to solve Soraya's problem. Can you give us some more information about it?
We'd like to find a cat, please.
Yes.
How do you go about finding a cat?
It's the groan. There's got to be stray cats everywhere.
Does there have to be?
That would be my assumption, given how... That would be my assumption. I'm not going to go any further than that. But if we need to actually find one, I mean, the way we can do it, tis a matter of charity for House Bastion, is it not? If y'all want to, we could spend an influence to go and basically just be like, we find a cat. We find a cat that in a friendly place. Or the other way we could do it is lots and lots of consorting. I
was
feel
just
like
thinking
we have
like
some...
buying a fish. And just putting it out too. There.
I mean, maybe.
I could also just look for one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, like.
Have, like, hunt is a skill.
Well, we're a surveyor.
Oh, hunt is an action,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hunt is an action, that's true. Yeah, Vivi,
like,
you want to find
a
cat
just
for us?
Look for a cat.
Yeah. I mean, that's
I was thinking of what, using the fish as an advantage to help us find the cat.
I mean, you could. I
was making suggestions.
I think of having a fish is not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can see if we can spot one.
Yeah, it sounds like Samael perhaps might be assisting Vivi in this role to find this cat.
Correct.
Sounds like it to me.
Wait, can I assist?
If you have stress to spend, yes.
I have one stress remaining.
Would you like to trauma out or scandal out and help? Because that's how you would do it.
Oh, God.
I don't think I should be helping.
Then the answer is no. Somebody else must do it. Someone else must purchase this fish.
I forgot that I had taken 6 stress already.
I have 2. All of us are hella stressed right now.
I think Samael is just like, laying down on the floor.
It's been a rough night. Like, y'all just fucking, burst into a mage's stronghold and killed them.
Yeah, I'm at a moderate level of stress, but I am currently poisoned and trying to pretend I'm not. So, they balance out. But I can help with this if it feels safe to do so.
I mean, I'll do it. I just, it wasn't my idea. I don't think Teresa would think of this, honestly. But, yeah.
I mean, you could also just help by helping me look.
Yeah.
Two sets of eyes are better than one.
Indeed. I will assist you in that endeavor, then. Leave our magicians to, you know, recover from their copious injuries.
Bye.
All right. So, yeah, I'm gonna...
Samael is definitely, like, just sitting on the floor, just like, staring down the nearest bar, wondering if they can make it there.
There are lights on.
Yeah, but Samael's in a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. Can Samael physically get there?
Does Samael want to try?
You only have level 2 harm, right?
Mm-hmm. Level 1 and 2.
Yeah, if you have level 3 harm, then it'd be a question. Though. But it's not right now.
Level 2, you can limp there. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I know I know you're a big baby, but you could make it.
But that also means leaving Fia alone. And can you trust that Fia won't, like, I don't know, curse you or something if you leave her alone here?
No, I think Samael's also just capital T tired.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to sit here for a little bit.
Capital T tired, capital D done.
Yeah. The adrenaline's worn off.
I would like, with Teresa's help, to try to find a cat.
All right.
I feel like this is a survey just because I don't have a specific target.
Okay.
Like, I'm not tracking down a cat. I'm not looking at footprints and stuff. So I don't think hunt makes sense here.
Mm-hmm.
I will always listen to a lady's favor.
A lady's favor.
His cat is now your rival.
No, I don't think the cats have any reason to be rivals with you at this point. As you are looking, Vivi, you are going to notice something out of the corner of your eye, and it is going to be a figure that is going to back into you, and you will have a compulsion to go find out what it is.
Yeah, I'll take that. All right, cool.
Okay.
So, what is my position and effect here?
At this point, risky, and okay. I'll give you the standard effect, I think.
All right, 2 bonus dice. Let's go.
Oh, no.
No cats. No cats. They're not here.
No good cats.
Good start to the errand, I gotta say.
It's suspicious how empty the streets are, not only of people, but of cats. And as Vivi is looking, you feel this tug at something deep inside of you, and a figure is standing in the mouth of an alleyway and beckons to you.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's a moment's hesitation, like, as we are looking together, and I kind of freeze and, like, look at this figure. Teresa, do you see them too?
OGM.
I think that Teresa does not.
Are you... I guess because we're probably looking at different parts of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, looking down different alleys. So I think I glance back at you and you're just, like, busy, like, looking through some trash or something to see if there's a cat in there.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
And I just kind of make a bad decision and slip away.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right back.
You've given me a complication here.
Because I'll be right back. My best friend the Babadook is right over there. I'll just be right back.
I have 2 tired poison magic users, and then you slipping.
Do we see how I'm making this hard on you specifically?
Slip away, or is it only Teresa that would be able to notice?
I think our mage is too exhausted. But I think Fia, because of who you are, you feel the whiff of fey compulsion in the air.
Yeah, I think she's going to investigate / try to catch up with Vivi if she notices her starting to wander off.
Do you want to be found, Vivi, or do you allow this?
I don't think that I'm trying to be, unless I am compelled to be especially discreet, I don't think that I'm taking pains to be hidden.
That's fair. I think you feel a spotlight on you specifically, but I don't think that this being cares enough to keep Fia away. So, Vivi, as you enter the alley, what does the nightingale look like?
Oh, shit.
Why don't you describe them for me?
Oh, no. Inhuman, I think, is my initial thought. I think they're very bird-like, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my initial thought is that they look like a fusion between a nightingale and a humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like a very tall bird person.
Interesting. Their features, I think, are a little bit shrouded, but yeah, you can see the feathers, the suggestion of wings, big dark eyes, the claws digging into the cobblestones. Is there anything else I should know about them?
I think that they are wearing like a cloak. Other than that, I'm not sure.
I think that they are also wearing an eye mask.
Ooh, I'm into that, yes.
Yeah. Very much in parody of the nobles of this city. It's like, it can't cover the entire face because the beak is there, but it covers, yeah, the feathers around their eyes, and their feathers sort of like bloom out around it.
Ooh, what if they're wearing a bird mask with a beak on it?
Yes, to sort of like cover their own beak.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, or it's the impression that there's a beak in there, but maybe there's not. Maybe there's a human face behind that mask. We don't know.
Maybe. You've never seen them without the mask.
Definitely not.
And they cock their head to the side, very bird like avian, as you enter the alley. And you hear almost musical voice echoing. Hello there, Vivi. You have not been by in some time. We miss you in the gardens.
Do they have a title that I call them, or do I just call them the Nightingale?
I think the Nightingale is fine.
Okay.
They have not given any other name. I think you know that they are liege of the Court of the Fogbound, which lives in the gardens.
Okay.
But if they have another title or another name, you do not know it.
Yeah, so because I am an obligation to them, I'm going to curtsy deeply before them, kind of like prostrate myself, humble myself before them, because otherwise they might whisk me away, and I don't want that. Yeah. And I think I say, I apologize, Nightingale. I do intend to return soon.
It cheers me to hear that. Unfortunately, I have not bestirred myself from my nest this evening only to ask you of your intentions. I have a request for you.
I am quiet and listening.
The being that has entrenched itself here, I know the Queen of Cats wants it dead. I want it brought to me alive. Bind it, harm it if you must, but its heart must beat. Bring it to me.
I will take, oh gosh, how to word this? Basically, I want to convey that I will do everything within my power to try to acquiesce to this request.
The Nightingale inclines its great head. I am glad to hear it. You may bring it here. And it lifts its foot, and there's like a gem set into a cobblestone, sort of like breaking the stone around it. Push it to its knees. On this gem, I will be nearby. My courtiers will take it from you.
Is there anything more you can tell me about this thing? This creature that we are capturing for you?
It looks like you. Like one of you. Human. It is not. It and its fellows are behind current plans for my home. I would interrogate it. Be careful. I know you are not gifted in the way your friend is, and it turns its head to look full at you, Fia. It has magic. It is very much like you. Says exactly, like, straight to Fia.
Mm-hmm.
Do not let its tricks deceive you.
We appreciate the warning.
It surrounds itself with humans it has already beguiled and stirred up, with shattered hearts, spirits lit by anger. So much rage. It may be a fight, but I have the utmost faith in you.
I'll nod my head again.
Yeah, it nods, and then it spreads its great wings and pushes itself into the air and is gone.
Yeah, I'll kind of get up after that. And I just kind of look at you, Fia, trying to gauge how you're reacting to, like, yeah, I have another fae, quote-unquote, friend.
I think there's, like, a little bit... You can actually see it now, because she has changed out of her clothes into something that more fits the twist. So you can see her full face for a change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's just, like, a raised eyebrow. It's like...
That was not my idea. I think is all I say as I, like, turn on my heel and head out of the alley.
I figured it wasn't. You seem to have a penchant drawing Faye to you somehow.
Well, I can say that some company is better than others. And I give you a meaningful look when I say that.
I should hope.
When we have more time, remind me to tell you the story. Of that one. Perhaps you can find me a way out of it, but now is not the time.
So not a good one, then?
No. Let us see if Terry has found a cat. And I just kind of like, I think I link arms with you and lead you out of the alley.
Fair enough.
All right, and because you guys failed to find a cat, I am going to start a clock here. Soroya gets impatient. So it's going to have two ticks. You may reduce it down to one. It is a 6 o'clock.
I have too much stress. Let her get impatient.
Right. Wouldn't be an errand if somebody didn't get impatient.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. Whatever the consequences of this one will be is not a... I'm sure it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, can't find one then. Should we go see her ourselves, or just start looking for whatever magical thing we can find?
Well, we do know a couple of things about this this creature.
Do?
And I'm addressing, I think, Teresa and Samael as we've returned.
So after noticing that Fia and Vivi have walked off, Samael is like, well, if we're all going to walk off then... And made his way
to the bar. Nine. Teresa just walks her, puts a gauntlet hand on you. It's like, we are staying together as best we can. You are not going in there. Not now. We have an error to do, yeah?
Oh, no.
The bar is right there. There's music and laughter and ale inside. Probably whiskey, too.
I think Samael's going to try to put a glamour over Teresa.
Okay.
Like, not a strong one, just one where, like, Teresa thinks that she's talking to Samael, but it's actually not. And then Samael just walks around.
You're talking
them.
To a lamppost. Oh, no.
Sorry, I'll go in and drag them out by the rear if I have to.
I'm not going to resist. It's just a question of how easy is this to do and how noticeable is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember, like, this place is pretty bereft of people, as Corey described.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird that it's bereft of people.
I think it's kind of done as, like, a hypnosis thing where Samael just, like...
Mm-hmm. You haven't seen a squatter on the street?
Like, puts their hands on Terry's shoulders and just looks her in the eyes and is just like, are you going to stop me? And then kind of uses that moment of eye contact to do the glamour.
Yeah, and she'd be like, yes, and then start dragging you away. She wouldn't just stay in one place.
No, I think that's when Samael does the glamour and then slips away.
Oh, okay. So she's dragging right, nothing Samael. Away, is what you're telling me.
How yeah, are you
okay.
doing this?
Okay, that's fair.
Just like a basic hypnosis spell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So probably channel.
Okay.
Do position or...
They do. Yes, you are. You are still doing a thing, even though it's towards one of your teammates. Teresa, would you say that Saint? Would you say that Teresa is especially susceptible to magic, or is there anything on her that would help her fight this?
I don't think she's like especially susceptible to it, but I also don't think that she has like special resistance or anything.
Okay. Then it will be risky standard.
Okay. No bonus dice. All threes. Oh, I was in so much pain.
Well. So you catch something's attention.
Oh, good.
For sure. Yeah, Teresa, Samuel just tried to cast a spell on you.
Yeah, Carissa is just doing the, like, gonna grab their coat and drag them with her. Just like,
grab them by the ear.
Going now.
Grab them by the ear.
I don't know if I want to do that. That would hurt even more. I'm not trying to hurt Samael more. Just drag him with me. Well, yeah, you would. I wouldn't. I'm a soldier. If I want to hurt someone, I will hurt them.
I think so. I was like making excuses the entire way. Just like, there's information in bars and alcohol for wounds to pour on. Instead of, I think it's infected, Teresa.
Yeah, it just looks back. It's like, you know what we do with infected wounds on the battlefield, yeah?
We're not on the battlefield. We don't need to do an amputation. The alcohol is right there for us to sanitize it.
We are in the twist. That is worse, actually. You are coming with me. We will find why there is kein Katze oder Kater or Männer in the street, yeah? Kommt jetzt.
And that just
keeps dragging.
I think it looks like something like a Tom and Jerry cartoon by the time you get to Vivian and Fia.
Yeah, Vivian and Fia emerge from the alleyway. And just as you two are starting to like get back, like you're within the same vicinity now, you hear voices coming from half a block away. They're raucous. They're loud. There's light coming with them. And I think what turns the corner is a small squad of the Motley. You can tell from their ripped clothes. They have basically grotesque and ripped jester uniforms and very rough made masks themselves of like basically Commedia dell'arte masks. I believe that's how you pronounce it. I don't know, Italian.
I want to say it's arte, but yeah, I also don't know Italian.
I would like, it's like as we're emerging from the alley and I hear those voices, I feel like I immediately fall back into the alley, grab Fia, and flatten us both against the alley wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. This isn't your consequence, so I think they don't see you, but they see Sam and they see Teresa.
But this means we can at least get the drop on them potentially if we need to.
And cudgels are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Teresa is going to drop Samuel on a wall and put a finger right in their face and just be like, you stay right there, conjurer, and get up and take out her sword and show the gauntlet, because somebody here has a bad reputation, and that would be Teresa. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is not the thing you want to do here right now.
I think this is exactly what we want to do. We need a little fun after what we just did.
You are free to die if you wish, but for you, it is more in it. See, perhaps it is within your best interest to tell me what you have done.
Ooh, I think you smell in the air accelerants. It's probably not gasoline. They've definitely started a fire here, and they've got torches and stuff. We definitely start a fire here, like, somewhere tonight.
Arsonist, great.
Yes.
Well, you can see all of driven before you, or one driven before you, yeah? Perhaps it is time for a twist duel, yeah?
all of us against you, bring it on.
Odenix. Okay. It just like swings the sword a few times, just like, oh, they fucked up.
Go ahead, Gauntlet, do what you do best. Take this from his part.
I'm gonna skirmish the fuck out of him.
I love Teresa so much.
Same.
So yeah, I'm gonna skirmish the fuck out of him.
Yeah, go for it. Do you have anything that, you know, would even the odds? Because this is a small group against just you.
Unfortunately, I cannot push myself for unstoppable. I don't have the stress.
Fair enough.
This is when, I think this is the dramatically appropriate time for me to stress out.
Yes!
Assist me. What are you doing? What are you doing to assist?
I think that Samael is going to try to use magic and kind of tie their shoes together or like fuck with them some way to kind of, to really just to give Teresa the upper hand. Or I haven't used my special permission yet, but
you
no,
have
I feel
not.
Like, I feel like this is Teresa's thing. No, I
mean,
think
what
I
is
what I was doing.
Okay,
a vulgar display of power.
Ah, right. Yes.
Which, yeah, no, I feel like that would step on shoes.
Hey, you can make it so there are like. You could make it so there are like five of me. That's pretty
that's
chill.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, that's genius. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. I'm going to use my vulgar display of power to just create like duplicates of Teresa surrounding them.
Perfect. Beautiful. Yeah, spend that stress. And Teresa, you're going to get great effect because of that.
Hell yeah.
So risky game.
And while Teresa's distracted with that, I think Samuel's going to slip off.
That's fair. I mean, I'm distracted. What does a lady's favor look like here?
Oh gosh, what does a lady's favor look like here? Let me see. Somebody is going to note the fact that these motley did not return to where they are supposed to be.
You know what? Sure. I'm here to get in trouble.
Take it. Send a message.
All right. So risky great.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. One bonus die. That's a 5. Jeez.
Beautiful. I think you're going to take level 1 harm, like sap to the ribs.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can resist that if you would like.
Nah.
But otherwise, yeah. You dispatch these fools, literally. They go down at the point of your sword.
Oh, did I? I don't remember if I used my special armor last time.
I don't believe you did.
Because then I'm just going to use my special armor. Because my special armor is related to physical obstacles or being outnumbered which is, this is both.
Yep. Yeah, so then
I'll use my special armor.
You don't get hurt. Oop. Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the motley all die to your blade, fall to the ground groaning and twitching, and the torches that they were holding fall into disgusting twist puddles and peter out.
Stretch and do the classic sword flick, the blood come off.
Mm-hmm.
Get out a handkerchief or something, clean it off a bit before putting it back into the scabbard. Look back, see where the rest of my crew is, because Samael left.
Yeah, I think once you've dispatched the rest of them, Vivi will come out of the alley. It looks like you don't need our help.
Yeah, but you abandoned me. With Samael, who is now gone.
I am sorry.
Well, we have these arsonists here doing something, and I imagine it would be related to whatever is happening. Again, as I told the Conjurer, there's kein Keter or the Katzer or the Männer in the streets, and that is troubling, yeah? Oder?
The thing that we are looking for is some sort of fake creature who is gathering humans around it. What did he say? Because their hearts are full of anger and hatred. I looked down at one of the motley. Seems like the type.
Yeah. Natürlich. So, has
been a slight change of plans.
Okay. Was ist?
Capture rather than dispatchment.
Okay. Do we have a location?
For where we are to go? No, we are still needing to look. But where we bring it? Yes, and I gesture to the alley I came out of.
I assume we don't want to go drag Samael back.
They are headed to a bar, I am sure.
They are probably already very drunk.
I already stopped them once, and then they tried to cast some spell on me. I am not exactly their biggest, was ist ein Illyrianisch, fan right now, yeah?
They're pretty beat up anyway.
So,
well, we know what we're looking for.
The other thing to know is that the person that we are looking for is, because they are fae, they have great magical power, so we will need to be cautious.
Yes. Another powerful magician. Yeah. Das ist so gut für mich.
That's not quite right.
It does seem to be the theme of the night.
Right, well, stay behind me, I suppose. No, this is a bad turn of phrase, I suppose. Lead the way.
So, like, you don't know what we're looking for.
No, she was just like, stay behind me so you don't get hurt, and then realizes, oh, wait, no, one of you needs to lead the way so we can figure out where the hell we're going.
Attempt to try and extend my sense, I guess. See if I can pick up on any trail of fairy magic.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's probably a channel.
Sounds like it to me.
And I probably have -1. Because...
Yes, because you are poisoned by iron, you have 1-1 die, but I think you get a 1+1 because, like, calls to like. So it'll be a straight roll.
Okay. And position and set?
I think this feels desperate. But standard.
Okay.
No harm in hearing it.
Yeah, I'll hear a lady's favor then.
Thea, what did you do with that grimoire?
She kept it.
Mm-hmm. Is it on her or is it back at the castle? Yeah. Or back at the palazzo?
I feel like it's probably back at the palazzo.
It will not be back at the palazzo when you return.
Oh. No, I don't want to take that.
Fair enough.
That's, if I'm getting a straight roll, then I still have 3 dice.
Mm-hmm.
1-8!
That's a 6! Make sure you take that spirit. I think that kicks you up, so you get another pip in something.
I could max out my channel.
You could max out your channel right now. That might be a good idea. But you could also want to conserve.
Yeah, let's go for it. I have 4 in channel.
Beautiful. So yeah, you open your mind up. You struggle past the of the iron poisoning, still making it, like, you feel that deep in your bones, but you struggle past that pain, and you feel this malevolent presence, this presence that tastes of dried blood, and the tang of, like, the sound of steel on steel, rageful, like, vicious presence that is squatting couple of blocks from here, you sort of see it in your mind's eye. It floats to a tavern that is currently lit up. You hear laughter, but even that laughter has a ring of viciousness to it. Music, but the music is off key. You go through the walls of this tavern. Inside, more motley, half in grease paint, with tattered clothes, all of them drinking, laughing. A few of them are fighting. And then into the basement, where two men currently sit. And in at the other end of the room, in a couple of cages, you see two cats, eyes glowing, like both of them, their hair like fully on end, by being in the presence of these two people. And they're arguing, these two men. One of them is dressed in like a slightly better version, like a more mended, together version of what everybody upstairs is wearing. And another is in old soldier's clothing, a little bit tattered, a little bit bloodstained, but he puts his hand on the motley man's shoulder, squeezes it. Don't think you hear anything, but you feel the Royal of Glamour in here. And you come back to yourself.
I know where they are.
And where is that exactly?
Prepare to deal with one of these clowns.
Well, yes, I do not know if my body is prepared, so.
There may be another way.
Hmm?
I nudge one of them with my foot. Oh, we have the perfect disguise right here.
Hmm. I mean, we can try. I'm not exactly a mama, but, yeah.
How easy do you think it would be to get in? Do you think, Fia?
The bar itself won't be too hard, but once we're in there will be another question.
I do think if they take one look at us, they will know we are out of place.
Probably. And if that thing is like me, then it will probably know as soon as I walk in there.
Then I don't see the point in that.
So I have a suggestion that I don't think Teresa would make. This,
I have a plan, but I'd love to hear your plan.
Just burn it, the place down with all of them in it.
No.
No.
I'm sorry, but your other character's not here, who would definitely want to do that.
That's why I said Teresa wouldn't come up with this, but okay, Allie would.
Good thing Fuse is not on this job, because...
Yeah. They're just a bunch of motley, and motley are awful.
They are awful. Down the place. But we also need to capture this fake creature, and we don't know that it's only motley in this bar.
Yeah.
And don't know how to say.
And also, we don't know if the fire would spread and hurt other innocents. So.
Again, no. this is why I was like, I have the suggestion, but my character would not make the suggestion.
Yeah, I think Vivi has a suggestion, though. I don't know how Fia fits into this plan yet, but I think Vivi, she pauses and she's thinking, and she says, no, if we go there, they will know it is us, regardless of disguise, but... You are very good at capturing their attention, Jerry.
Yeah.
Perhaps when you go on the front, I am not there with you.
Okay.
And I sneak around the back and do what I do best.
Distraction, yeah, okay.
Distraction, murder, whatever is needed for the day, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Just like takes out the pistol, makes sure it's loaded, like checks the sword.
Fifi. How do you want to fit into this plan? I think if they are like you,
they will probably know where you are. Which means it does not make sense for you to hide.
No.
So perhaps you go on the front and boss to Terry? Or do you have another avenue you'd like to pursue?
I suppose going with Terry makes sense. Unless we want to draw them somewhere else.
I am not entirely sure how we could draw them at all.
Fia. What are your playbook items? Yeah.
Perfect ensemble, a lengthy fairy rope, a mirror that reflects the truth, and a favor from the fake court.
Hmm. Okay.
We've already established I have the rope.
Right.
I will say that you guys haven't done an engagement roll for this yet, so you don't have to get out the plan perfectly if you just want to do a light up engagement roll.
Okay, that's fair. I had assumed that this wasn't going to necessarily need an engagement roll. I figured this was going to be, Teresa and Fia do a setup action for Vivi to sneak into the place.
Can be if you want.
I mean, I feel like...
It just felt like, you know, breaking into the house.
Even though it is kind of a setup, it is also like dealing with two different problems at once.
That's true. Okay, yeah, it could be. We are doing an engagement with deception.
It feels like an engagement to me, yeah. So fair that's enough. Why I wanted to be like...
Yeah, if the goal is for Vivi to sneak in, then I think it makes more sense for Fia to go with Terry. Because then either she's helping Terry or her presence is enough of a distraction. Whereas if she were to go with Vivi, there'd be no sneaking, because presumably they would know as soon as she got in range.
We're here to be loud and attract attention, so we need to be loud and attract attention, you know?
Don't get killed.
No promises.
I'm not intending to get killed, but...
Okay, then before we set up this engagement roll, Peter.
Hello.
Hello. I'm going to give you the option. Do you want Samael to come back in later
errand.
Words. Errand is the word that I'm looking for. Yes, thank you, Stainy. Okay. Do you want Samael to come in later this errand, or do you want to bring Lee in?
Samael feels more thematically correct. But if they're coming back, they're coming back drunk. So I feel like the correct answer is Lee.
Honestly, I'm here for drunk Samael trying to deal with this fae bullshit.
You know what? That's a good point.
It sounds hilarious. Less effective, but really funny.
Yes. Yeah.
Here, I'll show you some magic, and then you just, like, blow some out and light it on fire.
I can't believe Samael was in the bar the whole time, and
realize. Oh my god, yeah. Yes.
Oh my god.
Samael just, like, stretches and stands up from behind the bar and is like, the bloody hell are all of you doing that?
So, if you want to come back with, the level one harm drunk.
Yeah, sure, let's go.
What scandal did Samael take, out of curiosity?
That's exactly what I was going to do next. Samael, what scandal have you chosen?
I chose Wicked because I kind of did ditch everybody after summoning, like, 20 Teresas to beat up a bunch of, like, mooks.
You say beat up, murder.
It was self-defense.
Kill.
Murder, yeah.
Slaughter.
Murder. Yeah, it was a...
It's self-defense. It's not really murder.
Fight. I killed them with slaughter. A fine dreadful. Yeah, slaughter. It was a slaughter.
Good to know. Okay. All right, so let's get this engagement roll started. You said this was a deception?
Yes, I think it's a deception. Because I think the primary part of it is we are two-thirds of the team is doing the deception while the other third is using that distraction to get in somewhere. So I think it's deception.
Yeah, I think so.
Makes sense to me. All right. Is this errand particularly bold or daring? I mean, Yes, I think so. You're trying to sneak into the basically what amounts to the Motley stronghold, in as much as they have a stronghold. There are drunk Motley members. You know what's waiting for you, and you know what there is a vicious creature down in the basement. So yeah, no, I think bold and daring. Overly complex or contingent on many factors. I'm going to say no. Does the plan leverage one of the house's strengths? I don't believe deception is one of your strengths.
I don't think so. Well, I mean, I don't think we're using our transport intelligence to our advantage here.
Yes, for sure. Is the target strongest against this approach, or are they prepared for this eventuality? I'm going to say no. Can any of your friends or contacts provide aid or insight to this errand?
Not mine.
I don't have any in the area. Though technically the Nightingale, though they're not my friend or contact. Never mind. They're my vice purveyor. That's different.
I don't think any of mine.
I'm sure Ari would help, but I think Ari's a little busy right now.
No, probably not. No. We could ask Enzo for help, but I don't think someone else in the right state of mind to ask anybody for help right now.
That is very fair.
You have all the help you need in that bottle of whiskey.
Are any of your enemies or rivals interfering in this errand? Let me see where we are enemies rivals wise. No. Maybe, but not yet. No.
I can't believe a member of the Bank of Brassed Bone is here. Damn. Cut rising out of the canal to get a drink.
This is why we preferred Largo.
Yes, but not yet.
Sorry, what?
I said yes, but not yet. As in, they're going to be a complication. They wouldn't necessarily be here already. Yeah. So nobody currently.
Yay!
That not yet that is not yet, worrying.
That not yet excites me.
It only means that you're going to be here as complications. They're not, you know, here of it yet. Inherent isn't the problem. That's a good thing. I don't know why you're worried. Will this errand in some way endanger or reflect... What was that saying?
I was going to say, my character can hold so many knives.
So many. Let's test how many. Will this errand in some way endanger or reflect poorly upon one of your paramours?
I mean, technically everything I do reflects poorly on my paramour, so... But I feel like that's a different version of reflects poorly.
Yeah. I feel like you going and getting drunk in a bar in a poor part of the city is pretty par for the course for your character. I don't think it could reflect any poorer on your paramour here.
I can see a argument being made for all of you, honestly. For all of your paramours. So, does anyone want to lose one heat with a paramour in order to take a die? I will make that an offer.
I don't have any heat, so no.
I have one, but I don't want to.
I might be in hot
it,
water after so. This. Does that count? I'll lose that.
So, am I hearing a no from everyone?
Yeah, I think the only person with heat said no.
Okay. Would you like to take one negative one die and gain a heat, any of you?
No.
No, I got plenty of heat.
Okay. Are there all other elements I want to consider?
We are not using the people of Ilrian as support or cover, unfortunately.
I mean, if you wanted to, I'm sure there's a way you could figure it out, but...
There's nobody in the streets. I don't think there's a fictional way we could...
We could find out where they went. I feel top tier wise, you're pretty. Yeah. Okay, you have one die. Who wants to roll it?
One. Oh, okay. I thought we were a higher tier than the Motley.
You are.
This is their stronghold. That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I can roll if nobody else wants to.
You are the one who's going to be making the most noise. I think it makes sense.
All right. One die. That's a two.
Soraya's like, I'm never asking you for help again.
So you're starting in a desperate position.
It's fine. It means we get XP. I'm here for it.
It's true. Hey, Corey, who stabs me when we come through the door?
It's me.
You know,
Mario.
How dare you?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Just Roll With It. This has been the continuation of our arc of Court of Blades, a Forged in the Dark game by A Couple of Drakes. You can purchase a copy for yourself at acoupleofdrakes.itch.io. With that poor engagement roll you just heard, we're walking into this bar in a bit of a bad situation. Tune in next time to find out if we manage to get back out of it with our target, or if Saint's prediction is correct and we get stabbed as soon as we walk in the door. Thank you to SaintGuard and Destiny for joining us for this game. You can find SaintGuard on Twitter at SaintGuardly, or Blue Sky and Twitch at SaintGuard. You can find Estany on Twitter, Blue Sky and Twitch at Estany. You can find us at RollWithItAP on various social media sites, where we'll post updates about the podcast and various other content, or by checking out our coffee page to support us financially and get some more behind the scenes and bonus content things. You can find Peter at The Chaotic Super on Tumblr, Corey at NVulnerableTide on Twitter, or The Invulnerable Tide on Instagram, Tumblr, or Blue Sky, and itch.io, and at TheInvulnerableTide.com. You can find me, Kelsey, at Islanders Caper on all of the various social media platforms. Our theme song is by 8er41 on Pixabay. All of these links will be in the description box. So, until next time, don't forget to just roll with it.